Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, listeners of Illusionoid, it's Nug Nargang, and before we get into this week's episode, I want to talk to you about something that's happening this month. It's a campaign called Tripod, and it's a way for you to share your love of podcasts. So you already listen to this podcast and probably a ton of others, but many people, 45% of people, don't know what a podcast is. Can you believe it? Either they don't understand how to download them or how to listen to them, or maybe they live under a rock like a mole person and have never heard of them. All this month, find a friend, a relative, a stranger, or a mole person, and share a podcast with them. Show them how easy it is to subscribe and download a show that they would enjoy. Just don't grab their phone and subscribe them, because that's really invasive, and mole people hate it when you grab their phones. And once you share a podcast with someone, share your story on social media using the hashtag Tripod, that's T-R-Y-P-O-D. And you can go online and search that hashtag and find a whole bunch of new podcasts to listen to. Now, you're already listening to Illusionoid, so thanks a ton. And feel free to share our show, plus any of the other shows on the Antica Podcast Network, like Pick a Number with Adam Groh, or Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. I'm going to go off-network and suggest another podcast. I listen to this every week, voraciously. Matt and Mattingly's Ice Cream Social, which is absolutely perfect for mole people. So share our podcast and other podcasts with people this month. Do it in person and on social media using the hashtag Tripod, and together we can delete podcast unawareness. And maybe bring the mole people a little sunshine, huh? Enjoy the show.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. An abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Happy Mother's Day! In my time, no day is Mother's Day, for there are no mothers left to be born or to birth. Humanity is at an end, as is all life. The only mother is Illusionoid, whose tendrils creep into my bed, probe me every night. She's a cruel mother. And yet I have to respect her, do something nice for her, just on one day of the year. In a way, there is a Mother's Day, and that is the day I do everything Illusionoid says. In your future, intrigue will cross the political spectrum, and murder will cross the dimensional spectrum. It's a tale of two spectrums in a Max Mages mystery! Gotta go. Got some tendrils to please. Oh, I forgot flowers.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Come on in here, Trixie.
Whoa, should I really be inside of this place? I mean, this is, pretty off limits, isn't that?
Yeah, technically, no, you should not be inside.
Wow.
Only senators are allowed in here.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, look at all this stuff.
Yeah, wow. See that over there? That's the portal.
That's the portal?
Yeah.
That's what I've been hearing about. This is the one? This will take us into the alternate dimensions that you talked about?
Yep.
Ow! Oh my god. Oh, you've been shot.
Ow!
Are you all... What's happened? Gunshot come from?
Goddamn, an assailant.
The bullet came through the portal.
Trixie.
Kevin.
I came in here to... I brought you here to bang you.
I was totally ready for that.
But now, things have changed.
You're shot.
Trixie, you've got to get into that portal and get to another dimension where I haven't been shot. And once you find that me, you gotta bang him.
Bang him? With a... You don't mean shoot him, right?
No! Trixie, come on!
Okay!
What's going on in here? You've been shot... Trixie, what are you doing in here?
Go, Trixie!
Through the portal! Senator, what happened?
I got shot by an assailant.
Was it Trixie?
No, it wasn't Trixie.
Where did it come from? All the windows are closed.
It came from the portal.
The portal? Magic bullet. There's only one person I know that can investigate such a crime. Max Magus.
I win again, Wong.
You do win again, Max Magus. Four hands in a row.
Do you think maybe I'm cheating?
I was suspecting that you were cheating, but then I slaughtered a chicken and spread its blood on the table, and it would have revealed with a glowing phantom light if you had been cheating, but the phantom light did not occur. So I can only conclude that you are using your insightful skills to actually win.
Yes, one does not always need tricks and magic to win a game of cards. One might only need intuition and the power of the knowledge of their opponent's minds, Wong. You, my simple-minded Oriental friend, have no match against my bluffing.
Indeed, the greatest trick Mac Magus ever cast was to not use magic.
Yes. Hang on.
What is it?
A bow and arrow. An arrow. Headed this way.
And a bow.
And the bow right behind it. Wong, get down!
The bow is ringing.
I'll answer it.
What kind of a phantom menace is this?
The only kind that uses a bow phone. The Senate of the United States. Hello!
Max Magus, is that you?
Yes, you found me at home.
This is the Vice Senator. The Senator's been shot.
Wong, get this.
Yes, sir.
The Senator's been shot.
The Senator has been shot.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm just talking to my trusted and highly intelligent assistant.
A moment ago, I was a simple-minded.
I know, Wong. It's part of the game. It's how I beat you.
Understood.
Max Magus!
I have feelings, though.
I know, Wong. We'll talk about it later. I'm on the clock now.
The bullet came from a magic portal inside the senator's office.
Vice Senator, I warned you against using mystic artifacts beyond your knowledge or control.
It was the senator. He used it for political gain.
That should teach you all a valuable lesson.
Well, he certainly learned one. He's dead.
The senator is dead?
Perhaps in this dimension, but not in others.
But here's the thing, Max Magus. There was a woman in the chambers with him, and she went into the portal.
Was it Trixie?
It was Trixie. Do you know Trixie?
Everyone knows a Trixie, Vice Senator.
Oh, boy.
She gets around, and her name... In fact, Max Magus gave her that name. He found her as an orphan waif one day when he was vacationing in the Dominican Republic.
It's a lot of backstory for just a girl named Trixie.
And she is the ultimate, familiar.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand. Many people have been familiar with Trixie.
You understand what I mean, but I have another layer of meaning for this, Vice Senator.
What?
She can augment and accentuate Maximagus' powers to levels that even Maximagus would fear to go.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Shit is holy indeed.
Let's get out of here. Come on, Wong. Hang on, I gotta get it together.
You had a lot of brandy. We did not expect it to be on Mr. Gagaz at this time of a night on a Friday.
It's card night, Vice Senator, and you are totally disrupting card night.
Well, could you bring the cards with you?
We'll just leave. Yes, you know what?
Just investigate what happened.
We play with a deck of death cards. Every face is the same. Death.
Yes, Vice Senator, we'll investigate your crime and we'll be at the portal in 1 minute. In that meantime, why don't you just go fuck off?
Max Majors, why are you so difficult?
Get off my bow phone.
Fine, I'm hanging up.
Max, you are as abrasive as ever.
Stupid politicians. Dabbling in mystic arts they don't understand.
Indeed. Well, once we uncovered that dimensional portal, we should have realized that it would have fallen into the wrong hands without the proper safeguards being taken.
Come on, Wong. We need to teleport ourselves to the middle of the Senate Council Chamber floor. You know what to do. Assemble the ingredients for teleportation.
All right. Into the cupboards I go. One bag of orange pekoe tea, sliced in the middle, with the leaves spread upon the ground.
Threads of a perfect Egyptian carpet.
One of my nose hairs, one long one.
The testicles of an albino squirrel.
Look at them.
Too bright to stare into.
They're so white. The saliva of an iguana, distilled down, boiled until it is reduced into a pasty consistency.
The teeth of a Colombian coffee farmer.
Roots intact.
Yellowed by years of consumption.
Indeed. Worn at the edges from an annoying finger-biting habit. I think that's it.
Yeah. All right. Mix them together.
Yeah, there we are.
Light it on fire.
Yeah. Single match strike. There we are.
This roll.
Step into the mystical fire, Maximagus. I will hold the chemical extinguisher at the ready.
Thank you.
Should you inadvertently, should this formula be off in proportion?
The flames encompass our naked forms.
It's so hot.
It's very warm.
Hot. And now as we commingle our mystic essences, changing into our spectral form.
Shape of an eagle?
Form of a cistern. Hello!
We're here.
Senator's office as we remember it.
Good Lord! You're shaped like an eagle in a cistern.
That is right.
Get used to it.
Great. Just look, the senator's body is here on the floor and the portal is still there. I just left everything the way it was. The bullet is still lodged inside the senator. I haven't called the police.
Excellent. First, I need mice.
What?
I'm hungry.
You eat mice?
I am the shape of an eagle.
Wait, could you just change back to Max Major so I could deal with a human being?
Who's the magician here and who's the deadbeat politician?
Do you want to get paid or not?
Of course, we want to get paid, Maximagus.
You want to get paid?
Yes, you know, we were trying to renegotiate the mortgage for the mansion last week.
This vice senator is playing hardball. He's not used to the flat-footed loser cops that I...
Look, do you want to... I can hear everything you're saying, and I'm sorry the cops are losers, but if you want to get paid by me, by the government, and have us disregard your back taxes...
Can we have a moment?
Absolutely.
Max, be reasonable, all right? I know you've had a couple of brandies and this has interrupted your Friday card night, but why don't you change back into your regular form and I will morph from a cistern into the Oriental, you know.
Government's got us over the barrel again.
It is true. One day we will shake off the shackles of this government and show them what...
They win this time. This time.
This time.
All right.
Thank you. Great. I'm dealing with human beings now. Weird human beings.
I'll still eat a mouse.
Yeah, I figured. Listen, I need you guys to look into this.
The senator's been shot. The bullet came from the portal, and Trixie dove through the portal. We need to find out who shot the senator, and we need to bring Trixie back so she keeps her mouth shut.
All right. Sounds like you're telling me my job now. Let's take a look at the body.
Ah, there it is. Max, I think what needs to happen here is for us to change into our astral forms.
Yes.
And move inside of this senator's body to find out the last thing on his mind before he was shot.
Excellent idea, Wong.
It may give us a clue as to who his assailant could have been.
Are you ready to enter?
Yes, I am.
That the sphincter was a pretty tight.
It didn't want you to grant to gain access.
No, it never does.
That's true.
It does. Here, I am inside him. His brain is assembled like a series of drawers nested within drawers.
Bureaucracy at work.
Of course. Good, Max Majors. Let's see here. This one is labeled secrets. It is locked.
Unlock it. Unlock it with charm.
Change my fingers into keys. Try all 10 of these.
That's flattering.
Hey, well, why don't you open them? You're looking like a nice drawer. Nice knob. There. It opened.
Good.
Inside. Cue cards. Index cards. Thousands upon thousands of them. Here it is. The senator had a trade meeting with the Federation. Scheduled. He was prepared to place extremely high tariffs on them.
Trade tariffs for the Federation?
Indeed.
The plot thickens.
It's...
I am so intrigued right now.
Me too. It says... There's one thing on here. It says Dimension 59X. The forbidden dimension.
Could that be where the bullet came from?
It seems to make sense. Next, Major.
Let's check the markings on this bullet. Just extract it with my fingers.
Ooh.
From the stomach of the senator. Made in Dimension 59X.
Oh, there it is. We know our destination. Let me retract myself from the body.
Wait. What? Find out why he needs Trixie brought back so urgently.
It seems that Trixie is the daughter of the king of Dimension 59X.
Found her? In the Dominican Republic.
That's right, an orphan waif. You named her Trixie because she augmented your powers.
Did she run away, or was she left there?
Good question.
Was she always an agent of Dimension 59X? These are the questions we're about to answer as we jump through this portal. Out of his ass!
Wow, even worse on the way out.
Well, Vice Senator, thank you.
Watching that was gross.
We're about to jump into a portal.
All right.
And all go to another dimension.
Yes.
And it's going to be amazing.
Here we go.
Have fun, boys.
Brandy?
I'll take some of that. Liquid courage.
Let's do it!
Go! Bodies extended. Connects.
With infinite ribbon. Between dimensions. Traveling in every direction at once.
Ooh, a doll's eye.
Dog barking.
Fish swimming backwards.
Laughter. Hideous, accusatory laughter.
My senator's sphincter.
Whew.
Here we are.
Welcome to Dimension 59X.
Look at this. It's exactly like our dimension, with subtle differences.
Yes, it's like a flipped in a mirror. Left is right and the right is a left, like the political spectrum.
How can I assist you?
Do you have any mice?
Several.
Excellent.
You're welcome. That was my lunch.
You, sir, look to be like the vice senator of Dimension 1.
I am the assistant to the king. Of 59X.
Yes, of course. In this dimension, the Senate was abolished.
Of course, they have adopted a retro-feudal system.
How can I assist you, gentlemen?
We are looking for a young woman. You may know her as Trixie, or, in this dimension, exit.
Yes, the princess. The daughter of the king.
Has she just returned?
Recently, yes.
Where might we find her?
Who wants to know?
Max Magus!
And his smooth, painted oriental assistant, Wong.
All right, and then that's the two of you?
Yes, that is us. Yeah.
All right. And you'd like to speak to the king, or you want to see the princess?
We're investigating a murder.
What?
Yes.
There's not been a murder in Dimension 59X for at least 6 years.
But in the parallel reality known as Dimension 1, Kevin, the senator, has been shot, and the bullet came from here.
Well, that's impossible. We have no guns.
Here is the bullet that the Max Magus removed from the senator's belly.
And if it didn't come from a gun, it came from some other form of projectile weapon.
Like a blowpipe.
Dimension 59X. Well, there's only one person who makes these.
Who's that?
The king.
At the Royal Foundry.
I think it's time we paid a visit to this king.
All right, right this way.
All right.
Yeah.
Your Highness, may I introduce Max Magus and his assistant Wong from the Earth Dimension.
Your Highness, my name is Max Magus. I'm a private eye in my dimension. I'm not sure what career reality destined me in this dimension, and the laws of nature, magic, and physics forbid me from ever finding out.
I see. I have heard of you, Max Magus. You are famous across all dimensions, and there is only one of you.
I'm a pan-dimensional being?
Indeed.
Always suspected. That explains my powers of the mystic arts.
What brings you to our humble kingdom?
Murder.
Murder?
The senator of Dimension 1 has been shot.
Kevin!
Yes, Kevin. You know him. I don't know what Kevin is in this dimension, if he's still alive, if he's been shot here, but your own daughter has been implicated.
Exeterate?
Yes, Trixie we know her as.
Ah, of course, the reverse of that.
Your Highness, the problem is that the bullet came from your foundry.
We must visit the Royal Foundry. Find the root of this. Whoever made that bullet, we can rest assured that the murderer is the self-same person.
Can we pass to there through your cloak?
Of course. My cloak is a dimensional portal as well.
Excellent.
Actually, it just collapses space a little bit. Doesn't really take us to another dimension. That's what the main portal is for.
Yes, yes. I'm not an idiot.
No, I've understood.
All right, come on, Wong.
Let this go.
Right this way, gentlemen, into the cloak.
Yes, please, just shuffle yourself in there. Watch out. All right, easy. Step through.
Hey, Your Highness.
Yes?
Have you heard of deodorants?
Your Highness, I should have warned you. Max Magus is a bit of a joke.
You are, but you know what? You call it like it is. Have to admire that.
And here we are.
The foundry.
The pistons churning.
Look at them, pumping, grinding.
Oh, man.
And there is the princess.
There she is, Trixie.
She's making another bullet.
And look who's with her. Dimension 59X Kevin.
Oh, my God.
The banging.
The grinding.
Gross.
Whoa.
That's your daughter, sir.
What has she done? She's conspired with my dimension's Kevin to murder the Kevin of Dimension 1.
It all makes sense. Jealousy. A jealous tryst. 59X Kevin couldn't share Trixie with Dimension 1 Kevin.
And he would never be king of this dimension because of you. So of killing the senator affords him an opportunity to run that dimension.
So he killed himself.
To take his own place.
Kevin! That's right, Kevin. Max Magus just solved the mystery while watching you make out with that hot piece of royal butt.
Hey!
Sorry, Trixie.
I was gonna say thank you.
Oh, I call it like it is. That's right! I killed myself! I couldn't stand the idea of anyone else having Trixie, even if that person was me.
When we gave the portal to the senator of Dimension 1, we should have realized the ramifications of understanding that there were multiple copies of each individual across the pan-dimensional universe and what that would do to their fragile mentalities.
We always give man more credit than he deserves.
Indeed.
Well, mystery solved. Kevin, you're coming with us for murder.
If you can catch me!
After them!
They've stepped through the dimensional portal and haven't made a cleaner getaway.
Who knows what dimension they've gone to? How will we ever find them?
Gonna have to explore some dimensions. Quickly,
into the portal. Set it at random.
All right, let me manipulate the dial here. R A N D I M.
Oh, you idiot.
What?
Let's go in. Oh! Dinosaurs are still alive!
Oh my god, they're everywhere! Look at them, a velociraptors, and the brontosaurus is back!
Another dimension!
Gentlemen, welcome back to Earth. Have you discovered who shot the senator?
That man's head is that of a horse!
Vice senator?
What? Sorry, I have a horse mask on.
Oh, you were doing a rendition of Midsummer Night's Dream.
Well, he always had it. The senator always had it in the office here, and I always wanted to try it on.
I like
it. Did you solve the mystery?
Yes, we did.
Yes, the mystery is solved after visiting one other dimension.
Excellent.
And the killer is right underneath his victim's body. Kevin. God, you've got me.
Trixie, you're under there too?
Yeah.
We never expected you'd find us returning to the scene of the crime.
Yeah, we thought that this was the perfect place to hide.
Well, you're both under arrest for killing the senator. And I can do that because I'm the senator now.
God damn it. I never thought it'd work out this way. Trixie.
Yes?
Before we go.
Uh-huh.
Before we're taken off to our respective prisons.
Whoa. We have to go to different prisons?
Well, yeah, there can't be girls in a boy's prison, Trixie.
Otherwise we'd bang all the time,
right? True. Grinding and pounding.
Enough talking.
Sorry.
Could we bang one more time? Just for old time's sake.
Fine, but Max, Magus, and Wong will be watching you the whole time.
Oh, yeah, in the shape of an eagle.
The form of a cistern.
All right, I'll leave you guys to it.
Pass the mice, Wong. This is going to be good.
Max Magus. He's the man with the mystic art. And the mystic heart. He's got a mystic heart. Such a mystic heart. It's a mystic heart. What's in your mystic heart?
The Senator's Been Shot, a Max Magus Mystery, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Senator Kevin, Max Magus, and Kevin of Dimension 59X, Lee Smart as Trixie, Wong, and the King of Dimension 59X, and Nug Nargang as the Vice Senator and the Assistant to the King of Dimension 59X. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit teepublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at Illusionoid Pod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.